motion two and say, I further move the board accepts the recommendations from the subcommittee for the draft scope of work for the facilitator and authorize board staff to move forward with the RFP and the contractual process for hiring a facilitator. And then motion three is I move the board directs policy/CMR to identify in writing ultimate expectations of participants in the CMR policy process, including co-chairs, where it does not already exist. Okay? Second bullet, document the budget process and expectations for policy and CMR. Third, identify what updates are necessary for the PSM and timelines to update that. Fourth, identify process and incentives and or commitments to work with landowners on future CMR projects that future CMR projects. And we've got a problem there. Four, and then I skip all of that down to cross four. Go up a little bit back. Yeah, there you go. For site selection and certainty of retaining those sites during the length of a CMR study. And then finally, present the documentation processes to the board at the November 17 meeting. Any questions? Thank you. Yeah, are you okay?
Yes.
The seconder? Okay. All in favor of this motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Next piece of business. Electronic signature rulemaking. As you, I mentioned at the last board meeting, we started off with CR101. We have actually got rules today to present to you and the associated cost-benefit analysis and small business economic impact statement. So Patricia and Mark, can you present us with the proposal, and then we will go into public comment on the electronic signature rulemaking.
Good afternoon, members of the Forest Practices Board. I'm Patricia Anderson.
Good afternoon, Mark Reckland.
We are here to request your approval to file a CR102 notice of rulemaking to create a placeholder for when a business portal is developed that will allow for electronic submission of a forest practices application that will include an electronic signature and an electronic payment method. This process will not be mandatory. Rather, it'll be in addition to two current processes already in place, which include certified mail or hand delivery to a region office. If you approve this, the next step will be to inform the public of the rule proposal that is available for review and comment, and when a public hearing will occur. And at this time, we are planning to schedule a hearing in late September or early October. Any questions?
Any questions, clarifying questions from board members? Okay, do we have public commenters on this? Thank you. And Patricia, if you bring up the motion, please.
Getting there.
Okay. So I move the Forest Practices Board approve the draft electronic business rule language. And does that include the electronic payment as well?
Yes.
Not stated. Should we state that in there?
We've been calling the electronic business rule to incorporate both.
Okay, thank you. And direct staff to initiate rulemaking by filing a CR 102 with the Office of Code Revisor. Thank you, Board Member Guckler. Any discussion from board members? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes. Thank you very much. One last piece of business. And I think we're going to, since it's almost five, I'm going to suggest we get through this. Unless there's something really that we might pass on the rest of the agenda until next time. So the public records fee schedule rulemaking, as I mentioned earlier, a bill modified the Public Records Act this last session. The bill changes how agencies collect fees associated with public records requests. The big deal for us on this one is that there's still going to be charges for paper, but what they hadn't done is authorize us to charge for electronic media. And so that's the big change here, as well as some minor fee changes on the paper stuff. Staff recommends the board adopt the fees that are in the new amended statute. This is, and just so you know, this is the same option that DNR as an agency is going to adopt. Since the board is a separate agency, we have to adopt our own rules to abide by. So if public disclosure request comes in to us, then we have to have a separate rule for that. But we intend to adopt the same rule that DNR as an agency as a whole will adopt. And it will allow us to use the default fee schedule set in RCW 4256-120. Mark, do you want to provide any further information before we take public comment on this?
I don't think I need to now.
Well, I covered everything you were going to cover.
Well, the only one thing is it did become effective on the 23rd, July 23rd.
The new statute.
So unfortunately, it didn't give an option for an agency to do either one until they made a rule. So that's why you have to ask.
So
you covered it.
Okay. Public comment? No public comment. Okay. Motion, please, Patricia.
This isn't another six-part motion.
No. This is a one motion deal. Might be a really long sentence, though. I move the Forest Practices Board direct staff to file a CR 101 pre-proposal statement of inquiry indicating the board's intent to consider rulemaking relating to the collection of fees associated with a public record request. And second, Board Member Willett. Thank you. Any discussion by the board? No discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. The motion passes. Now, I have already told Garena Andrews he wouldn't have to stick around after five to present his compliance monitoring report. So we will get that on the agenda for November. Ray and Scott are still here. Do you want to talk about your priorities for 18?
Mr. Chair, while they're coming up, I just wanted to pass on a comment to the other board members. We're not going to talk about compliance monitoring, but I would urge everybody to look at that. It's very impressive, and it makes most of us, or it should make most of us, just take a deep breath and relax, because the compliance is it's pretty impressive. So.
And we do intend to have that report come to you, and especially spend some time on the new sampling that we're using in order to do that work.
As far as our report at this time from the co-chairs, all I can say is basically do it very quickly. You have a written report. Everything that we're doing it's actually very flexible. Things have changed since we gave you that written report. Things changed today as far as our prioritization. So if you could just go ahead and when you have a chance, take a look at our written report, and we will update you again in November.
And we are coming down off of a really nice type F high, so enjoy yours.
Thank you.
Thank you, co-chairs. Before we conclude, a couple more items. Steve Barnemeyer, did you still want to give us public comment? This would be general public comment for the afternoon.
20 seconds worth.
Okay.
Ken's not available anymore. He's left. Sorry. There are two written testimonies have been provided to the board. I just direct you to please take those into consideration. Mine's were going to be about compliance monitoring, and Ken's was again inviting the board out to his place. But I want you to take both of those things seriously. I'll comment again at the next board meeting about compliance monitoring. It's a good news story.
Thank you. Mark, do we need to consider changes to the 17 work plan?
What? Yes, we do.
The 2017 work plan is in your notebooks. We did make some changes in things that had to be adjusted for this very meeting, such as the presentation on LIDAR from the Washington Geologic Survey that we've identified as being at the next meeting. We added the public records fee schedule for the rulemaking. What we do need to make changes now are all of the things that the decisions made today by the board regarding the PHB, the technical expert group, and then the rulemaking schedule. So here we go. Patricia's putting it up. The first recommendation would be to change under the adaptive management program. PHB recommendations from the science technical experts from will now be February of 2018. Under the rulemaking, subcommittee recommendations for, we got the public rulemaking, and then all the AMP improvements. Mr. Chair, is there, right now it says August meeting for potential rulemaking from the subcommittee? This is a legacy from the last board meeting, so I think we'll drop that.
That would be advisable, because a lot of what we're going to do is going to be dependent on our reinvigoration effort with the principals.
Okay, is there something you would like to be added to the work schedule reflecting the work of the
draft a national program subcommittee. Well, yeah, I think getting a facilitator hired and potentially getting a principals meeting together by November. Why don't you have it, just a report back to the board on progress in November.
Okay, we will add that. As a reminder, this will be our last check-in on the work plan for the 2017 work plan. At the next meeting, the November meeting, is when we will bring forward to the board meeting dates for the next year. That needs to be approved by the board at the November meeting, so it can be posted in the state register prior to the next calendar year. We will also at that time daylight a draft 2018 work plan, and then the board does the work plan on calendar year. So we will bring that at the next meeting as well. So I guess we need a motion to accept the changes to this work plan.
Do I have a motion to accept the changes to the work plan?
I'll make a motion to accept the changes to the work plan.
Thank you, Board Member Smith. Second?
Second.
Second from Board Member Capper. Any discussion by board members? Thank you. All in favor of accepting the changes to the 2017 work plan, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Okay, one last thing before I adjourn. Please let us know if you have questions around the staff reports, and we'll either try and deal with them individually, or we will have staff available at the next meeting. Second, we also had to postpone Danelle's report on implementation of Board Manual 16. I know that was specifically something we wanted board members to deem. Lastly, what I'd like to talk to you about is the November meeting or a fall field trip. I've got a number, you've heard Ray Hentz from the Kalispell Tribe wanting to work with staff to do some kind of field trip and or meeting in the fall. I have a number of issues, emerging or existing issues, that I think would be helpful to do that on the east side. As I mentioned at the last board meeting, we had over 160 landslides in Northeast this spring. Talking a little bit about that, talking about cultural resources on the east side, talking about pesticides on the east side, of course, water application of water typing on the east side might be interesting. And although it's sort of fading, but it could come back on us fairly quickly, is how we deal with fire salvage on the east side. So those are five potential topics we could address if we did a tour over there. And I'd really like to get feedback from board members, recognizing my staff has got a lot on their plate, how they're hearing support from other stakeholders to help logistically make this happen, but would really like to hear from the board if this is something that would be desirable or useful to you as board members as we move forward. Yes, from at least one board member, you're missing.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, I would support that.
Okay. As long as it wasn't done in November, I can go.
Okay.
Because I will miss the November.
You're going to miss the November board meeting? Okay. Thank you for letting us know. Are you supportive of this?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. It looks like we've got a really long board meeting in November. Are you going to make this a two-day thing where we take a tour and talk about these issues? Because all the other stuff we just push back in November is a full day.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's the choice. Do we have a field tour that's separate and have our regular board meeting, or do we combine the board meeting with the field tour? So that's
my preference. Would be a field tour one day and a board meeting the next. And if we could do the field tour, start at 10 or something, I can still get over there. Otherwise, it's a four-day trip. So
okay. Thank you for that feedback.
It's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah, schedule soon. Schedules are filling up.
Right.
Yes, I'm okay.
It's going to be difficult for me to make the November meeting, Mr. Chairman. I do have prior commitment. I would like to go on the Eastside tour, though. It'll be scheduled sometime in October, but November is going to be very difficult.
Okay.
If you combine the field tour with the board meeting, it would be tough to do both if they were at separate times.
You would prefer separate times?
No, if they were separate times, I think it would be more difficult.
Oh, okay. You're supportive of having it together.
And so I'd have to go back and check on our agency resources to support the extra time, but.
Okay, all right, thank you. We got some good feedback. And with that, unless there's other business people
just
want to bring.
10 seconds. I wanted to let you know, this board know, that we're celebrating tomorrow 15 years of collaboration with the National Forest in the Gifford Pinchot. And we're doing a field trip, so if you happen to be in Randall at 9 o'clock in the morning, we'll take you on a little field trip. But I think it's really remarkable, because when we sat at that table 15 years ago, there were many people said, you don't have a snowball's chance in hell. And here we are today, still existing in a collaborative manner.
Great. Thank you for that announcement.
I just wanted to say thank you. I know how hard it is to do that and how rewarding it is. So thanks for your persistence, and it helps all of us when you do that. So thank you.
Thank you. I declare this meeting adjourned.